of the Lord. Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We worship you, O Lord. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, glory, honor, adoration unto you. We bow before you, Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. We return all glory, all honor unto you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. You are the Lord and you are God forever. Thank you for your mercy over us, O Lord. We bow before you, Lord. We honor you. We say you are good and you are kind. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies that they are new every morning. Lord, we bless you. And Father, we are before you, O Lord, today. We ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 19th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Thank him because he is God and he will never change. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. Declare that this day as I go, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, this day I declare that I will not walk in darkness. I declare that I am not trapped in the darkness of the day. Even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. I stand on his word. I declare today that I show forth, I bring forth, and I shine forth the glory of the Lord. I declare the hand of the Lord is upon my life. The hand of the Lord is upon my portion. The Lord set me to walk upon my high places in the name of Jesus. The Lord poured his anointing upon me. He poured his anointing upon my head, and my cup runs over. I declare that no evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel any weapon that is programmed into this day. I say you will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. Every evil word spoken into this day, I condemn you. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. There is no divination against me that will stand. Neither is there any incantation that will work upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I frustrate the enterprise of the wicked over my life. I frustrate the tokens of the enemy over my life. In the name of Jesus, I go forth this day and I bring forth the blessings of the Lord. Oh, my path is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I am planted in the house of the Lord. I am planted in the court of my God. Oh, therefore, I flourish in and out of season in the name of Jesus. For I am watered from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord poured his blessing upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, oh, the Lord open unto me his good treasures in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless my household. The Lord bless the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless my storehouses in the name of Jesus. The cruse of my oil will not cease, and the bowl of my grain will never be empty in the name of Jesus. For the Lord has declared his blessing upon me. There will always be food on my table, and there will be bread in my house in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. The Lord is my provider. The Lord is my shield. Declare by his word that my Lord provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory. By my Lord Jesus, my going out is blessed and my coming back home is with testimonies in the name of Jesus. This day I declare all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor in the name of Jesus. The Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life in the name of Jesus. Every word of evil, every language of infirmity that is being declared over this day, you will not stand over me. I cancel every language of sickness. I cancel every language of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I declare today the hand of the Lord is upon me. I walk under the fire of Holy Ghost. I walk under the grace of the Lord Jesus. Oh, the anointing of the Lord is upon me as I go from one place to another, as I move around and my household. It is declared over me. The Lord suffer no man to do me evil. He rebuke kings because of me, and he has declared that touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I am secured in the blood of Jesus. I am secured in glorious things. As I go today, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind us again of our program that will be coming up next week, Thursday. Next week, Thursday, 25th of September, 2025. It's going to be at exactly 12 noon, no African time, at Oluwa Damilare Garden. The theme of the program is Call Unto Me. It's a time for us to come before the Lord and speak unto Him. Call unto Him. It's a call to pray, a call for intimacy. It's going to be on Thursday, 25th of this month, at Oluwa Damilare Garden. The hall is inside Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena, along Songo Eleyele Road. Tafo Arena is right before you get to Waec Junction. Just ask of National Open University. Then the next compound, the next hall beside National Open University, is the place where the program is taking place. I'll be expecting you. I would love to see you, for us to come together and seek the face of the Lord and learn of Him. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. This morning we are going to pray as well. I told you yesterday that if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue from where we stopped yesterday. Yesterday we read from the book of Psalm 140, and we took a particular verse there talking about the snare of the enemy. Of course, our anchor scripture for the month is the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. One of the things that the Lord is allowing us to see are the things that we need to pray about, things that we need to break, so that the results that we desire will be given unto us. So we are reading Psalm 124 verse 7. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. We are going to stand upon this place and we are going to pray. The snare is broken and we have escaped. I want you to personalize it to yourself. My soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and I have escaped. Verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. I said this yesterday, that the snare of the enemy, what they target is your soul, your time, and your ability to move forward. You will find out that your life is just roaming in a cycle. When the soul is trapped, the body is trapped, everything that has to do with your life is trapped in one place. I want you to pray this morning as well as we prayed about it yesterday. I believe the Spirit of the Lord wants us to pray about it this morning. The scripture says, my soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler, and the snare is broken and we have escaped. Stand before the Lord and declare that today the Lord deliver me from the snare of death and from the snares of destruction in the name of Jesus. The Lord deliver my soul from the snare of death. I am delivered from the snare of sickness. I want you to pray that I am delivered from the snare of sickness. I am delivered from the snare of infirmity. There is somebody that is listening to this podcast, maybe this morning, or you are listening later. If you look at the year from January to December, your life has been on the corridor of one sickness, infirmity, or the other, has been roaming about in your family. Stand before the Lord and declare that I am delivered from the snare of death and destruction. I am delivered from the snare of death and destruction. I am delivered from the snare of sickness and infirmity. Declare it over your family. My family is delivered from the snare of sickness and infirmity. My life, my family is delivered from the snare of death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray the snare of the enemy over my life that is making my life to move roundabout. You take note of your life from January to this point. There is no noticeable headway. Stand before the Lord. Oh, I am delivered. My soul has escaped. The snare of the enemy is broken over me. As from today, the 19th of September, to the 31st of December. Oh, I break forth. I break forth in the name of Jesus. I break forth into speed. I break forth into going ahead in the name of Jesus. I no longer journey in cycle. My soul has escaped. My destiny escaped the snare of delay. My destiny escaped the snare of limitation in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. My soul escape from the snare that is holding me captive, holding my progress captive, holding my going forward captive. My soul escape in the name of Jesus. My soul escape. The scripture says our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. Oh, the snare is broken and we are escaped. The snare holding me down is broken and I escape today in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. I break free today from the snare of darkness. I break free today from the snare of darkness, the darkness of my lineage. I break free from you today. I break free today from the snare of wickedness, the wickedness of my lineage. I break free from you in the name of Jesus. I break free from the snare of the wickedness of my lineage in the name of Jesus. Oh, my life has escaped. I am delivered today. I escape from the snare of the evil one in the name of Jesus. My destiny is set free in the name of Jesus. Oh, my soul has escaped. I go today in speed and accuracy. I go today in grace. I go forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, as from today, my step is unto deliverance. My step is breaking forth in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the snare is broken and I escape. The snare is broken. My household escape in the name of Jesus. I stand today and I declare that the Lord cancel every process of shame that is set ahead of me. The Lord cancel them over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that I refuse to walk the path of shame and disgrace in the name of Jesus. I am not available for shameful story. I am not available for stories of disgrace. I escape from the snare of the evil one. I am delivered in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The Lord set you free in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. The scripture says, if the Son therefore set you free, you shall be free indeed. The Son of God set you free, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. The Lord set you free in the name of Jesus. You are delivered this day in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. As you go out today, the hand of the Lord is upon you. The Lord break every chain that is holding you down in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. You are delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is coming. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Live your life for him. Live by his grace. And if you are not sitting on the right side of the kingdom, let me use this opportunity to invite you to come and join our ranks. Come and be with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus will give you peace. He will give you joy. He will give you all that you are looking for. As far as you seek him first, seek first the kingdom of God, the Lord will give you victory. He will give you joy. He will give you peace that passes all human understanding. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.